Wingless. The small children are reading from a book filled with simple words and sentences. Once upon a time, there was a little chimney sweep whose name was Tom. He cried half his time and laughed the other half. You would have been giddy, perhaps, at looking down, but Tom was not. You, of course, would have been very cold sitting there on a September night, without the least bit of clothes on your wet back. But Tom was a water baby, and therefore felt cold no more than a fish. The children have already learned to write their names in beautiful penmanship. They've already learned how many farthings make a penny, how many pennies make a shilling, how many shillings make a pound, how many days in April, how many stone in a ton. Now they sing song here and tumble there, tearing skirts with swift movements. Must Dulcie really cry after 13 of her play chums have sat on her? There, Dulcie, there. I myself have been kissed by many rude boys with small damp lips on their way to boys' drill. I myself have humped girls under my mother's house. But I swim in a shaft of light, upside down, and I can see myself clearly through and through, from every angle. Perhaps I stand on the brink of a great discovery, and perhaps after I have made my great discovery, I will be sent home in chains. Then again, perhaps my life is as predictable as an insect's, and I am in my pupa stage. How low can I sink, then? That woman over there, that large-bottomed woman, is important to me. It's for her that I save up my sixpences instead of spending for sweets. Is this a love like no other? And what pain have I caused her? And does she love me? My needs are great, I can see. But there are the children again, of which I am one, shrieking. Whether in pain or pleasure, I cannot tell.